You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Sadi was in a big problem. So Reuven suggested that to throw Yosef HaSadiq in a pit. Why he suggested to throw Yosef HaSadiq in a pit?
So he come and save him later.
Right, but what was the reason?
You
should not
kill him.
I'm sorry?
You should not kill him.
Right, but did he know there is a snake and a scorpion in the pit?
Yes, he did. Yes, he knew.
So why he preferred, instead of Yosef being in the hand of the brothers, to throw him in a pit?
Because then if there was any chance for him to survive, he would have survived by Hashem's word.
Why?
Because then Hashem has control over all animals, and he would have survived.
So now for animals to harm, they don't have free will. It has to be remote action by Shammai. Good?
Yes.
So now, Noah was in the Teva. So then, lion harmed him. Why lion harmed him? Yeah, you understand the point? So that means from Shammayim, they told the lion to harm Noah. Yes?
Yes.
So that means he deserved to be harmed.
Yes.
What did he do?
He didn't go inside the table.
He didn't go inside.
Hashem pushed him.
Hashem pushed him.
Yeah.
So why didn't he go inside? And why he was deserved to be harmed by the lion?
Why? He should take his step, go inside, and then use his leg to go inside. That's why he get hurt by it.
I know, but why he didn't want to go inside?
Lack of
emunah. So that means if you don't have enough emunah, lion is going to come after you.
Can I share a story, please? Because
this is
the right
time
for share a story,
please. It's relevant to this. Why? So if you can say that he was weak in his emunah, as far as he should have jumped in, so he was harmed by the lion. So now, is that it was accidental and lion decided to harm Noah? So that means from Shomayim, they punished him. Noah was punished by Shomayim. So now, here, related to this matter, we see later on when Lot, just about to be saved from Sodom, the angels, they told him, don't look back. Why they told him to not look back? Remember the story? Lot was saved by the angels. Lot was saved by the angels, and they told him, don't look back, because Sodom is just about to be destroyed. Why? Why?
It's coming to teach us.
Chazak Baruch. This is going to teach us.
Don't look back.
Don't look back. Beautiful. Don't look back. That's very true. So now Rashi HaKadosh says that they told them, you're not better than them. And not only that, when people, they're going to go through difficulty, you should not feel that you're better than them. So don't look back. Because that's the feeling it gives you. You're out, you're saved. You say, ay, 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 look at this. They're such a terrible people. See, of a Sadiq, of a Sheikh. So now here, it says in the Torah that Ribbono Shel Olam closed the door on Noah. What does it mean? So you close it yourself. Because you want to look and see how they're going to be punished. That's not nice. I mean, you're out. Now you're saved. So why are you looking at other people that they go through such a difficulty?
Sorry? He was ridiculed as he was building the...
More so. Yeah, that's true. More so. But the point of matter here is, it's a very delicate point that many times, you know, you cannot wait to hear so-and-so, or that you feel that he deserved, you know, see? Hakeshbut. See, I told you. See? So here, this attitude is calling the lion on himself. Yeah, that's what exactly happened to Noah. You know what I'm saying? You know, go in, you know, you're saved. But when you're looking at other people to go through such a terrible timing, and that applies to many times, you know, you become a little bit careless, a little bit. You're talking about Noah and lion. Noah and lion. Here. The point here is that people, for any reason that might be, you know, they go through the hard time. And Chalila Bahas, God forbid, you should not have an attitude of ganj. You know what ganj is?
No?
Yeah, you're so delighted that you see people that go through pain. It's a terrible thing that could happen. So now here we see that Noah, you know what the effort he went through? 120 years, built the ship, you know, and all of that, you know, taking up all the animals, but still, he deserved to be punished. And many times, we have exactly the same feeling. So I do this, I do that, I help this, I had that. But you forget one thing that you don't do. You don't care about pain of other people. That you don't do. Maybe you do lots of things, day and night. But you don't care about the pain of other people.
You should.
Exactly. But you don't. No. You feel, you know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing that. But it's obvious you don't care about pain of other people. And here you see what the story here. Noah, Alav Shalom, see, wow. You know what it is? 1 year to be with a portable zoo? 1 year, thousands of birds and creatures and animals, monkey, rabbits, and so on. But still, from Shemayim said, you should be punished. Why? Why did you leave the door open? Why did you leave the door open? Why? You want to look, see how they go up, you know, through such a terrible timing? And that's such a delicate point that, you know, you. Really, you know, oh, Baruch Hashem, I was not there. Baruch Hashem, you know, I'm not part of them. That's not nice. That's not humanistic. And that's what we forget. And we do ganj, chas v'shalom. And that's what the very, very important matter that we should always have in mind. Don't look back, you know, to see, God forbid, people, you know, we don't know why. Why does such a thing happens? Why, you know, they have to go through such a hard time? And we cannot say, oh, see, you know, they deserve it, chasm shalom, and so on. Hashem is like, you know, without Hashem, you be there when people, they need help.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.